America at war. Who decides? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. The Constitution provides that Congress alone has the power to declare war, and that the president is the commander-in-chief. Putting these provisions together means that the president's authority includes responding to an immediate military threat, where time is of the essence, and Congress could not convene, debate, and decide. At the same time, the law is clear that Congress has the authority to terminate ongoing hostilities that began without its authorization. And the House recently voted on resolutions that would have prevented President Trump from attacking Venezuela and from continuing the missile strikes against boats in the Caribbean and the Pacific, unless Congress agreed. Proponents of these resolutions argued that the United States should not be engaged in these military operations unless and until the country adheres to the Constitution's plain language and mandate that Congress, not the president, decides questions of war and peace. Opponents of these resolutions insisted, to the contrary, that President Trump has it right, and they accused the proponents of ignoring the country's drug epidemic. These resolutions, insisting that Congress decide the issue of war and peace, lost 213-211, with 9 representatives not voting, which means that Congress has handed over its authority to decide war or peace to President Trump. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.